people see there's a lot of growth in the community happening north of the 401 in terms of residential development and commercial development. And obviously people who are buying those houses and living north of the 401, they still want the opportunity to be able to come south of the 401 and not be in their car, so they want to walk, you know, to the Quinney Mall, for instance, or other locations south of the 401. So they want to walk and or cycle. And the current bridges and their lack of facilities is a definite barrier for people. So it has the effect of dividing the community. And we want the 401, obviously, to continue to be there, but not be such a barrier to connecting the community in the future.